You're welcome. I'm accepting your praise in advance. This is Medium Clever. I'm your host, Brett Medill.
I am Sean Stewart.
Co-host Sean Stewart. And our guest, we got our producer. Let's give him some credit this time. Mr. Producer Brant Bobby. And of course, our guest this week, stand-up jokester and host of Shaw TV's The Week Thus Far, Tuesdays at 10 Central, Dan Hewen. I got nothing.
I'm just doing the Conan intro.
Because I
think Conan O'Brien is fantastic.
I think we're all in agreement that Conan O'Brien is fantastic.
Conan's. I like his beard now, too. Speaking of beards, I like your beards, gentlemen. Both of you have slick beards.
Thank you,
Brad. I think we can agree on that, at least. There's a couple slick beards over here on this couch.
Mm-hmm. Let's get on with beard talk with Dan Hewen. What else do you think about beards, Dan?
I can't really grow one.
Oh,
I can hardly grow any facial hair.
That is a curse.
I have no torso hair either, ladies. whether that's attractive to you or not.
I only have one hair on my chest, and it's on my nipple.
Oh, nice.
And it gets super long.
Unless you cut it? When you pull it?
I pull it.
Oh, okay. I see.
But
it's good.
It's good for the...
The nipple hair stands alone.
It's nice, though. Guys like you and I appeal to women who are into boys, 12 and under.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the in thing.
Yeah, we got a whole spectrum of ladies, not just, guys like, I don't know, example, Brett, do you have a hairy chest?
Yes, I do.
Therefore, women who find 12 and under boys attractive are off limits to you.
Damn.
I know. That's
those goddamn middle school teachers, I really had my...
It's already one genre gone.
Ugh.
What a shame.
There's enough areas of the female spectrum that are already off limits to me.
What's that?
So, like most of them?
I really don't need to be informed of additional ones that also I am unable to attract.
Well, just so you know, basically that super hot teacher that slept with the kid will not be having sex with you. Or likely Sean or I either. I don't know why I'm really expecting that to happen.
Well, we're hairless, but we're still man-sized.
Sean and I are going to drive to the United States, find out where she lives, wait till we see her at a grocery store, and then just whip our chests out at her.
We're going to marry
and
her through the mail.
Her through the store for the rest of the time we're there.
Exactly. Yeah. After we show the chest, that's going to be really tough after.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe it'll be kind of a hard thing.
Maybe we should follow her through until she gets to the checkout.
There you go.
And then flash.
You're doing this as a team, right?
Yeah, we're going to do it. Of course. What do you think of these?
This isn't one or the other. Exactly. This is chest madness.
This is four tits. All for her.
Four tits, one hot teacher.
Two men, one chest hair.
One nipple hair.
What should we clarify next?
And one female pedophile that they're trying to attract.
It's the feel-good movie of the summer.
Two guys, a single hair, and a pedophile lady.
Lollipop Run.
Two guys, a diddler, and a single hair in a chest place.
And watch out, a Mexican with neck tattoos. That can't be good news. I got nothing. Thanks, racists, for coming to see our movie.
First of all, come on, that's never good news.
You never see Danny Trejo, and you're like, yay, cookies. Even if it's Danny Trejo holding a giant cookie.
I love you,
son. Your first thought is not going to be the cookie. Your first thought is going to be Danny Trejo is going to kill me.
Sean, your voice there reminded me of someone special who's been in the news recently.
Danny Trejo?
No. actually, another D word.
Douchebag?
Two-parter. Dancing Gabe.
Wonderful.
I don't know what Dancing Gabe's voice sounds like.
Well, he's been in the news a lot recently because of the Winnipeg Jets coming back.
I've just seen like pictures of him holding signs on the news.
Example.
I'm really excited, Tracy. I've been waiting for this all my life.
That's Dancing Gabe.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sure. As long as we don't say anything about that, that's totally acceptable.
I was gonna say, Dancing Gabe is in the news recently. The Jets are coming back to Winnipeg. What do you Jetstlemen think about that?
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah,
Jetstlemen.
Yeah. I did that with my mouth.
and your brain, I imagine.
Yeah,
a well, little both, bit.
Well,
at both. The same time.
I mean, you
in
can't
concert.
Do it. You have to have both.
It'd be hard to have one or the other.
Yeah, it would be really tough. Well,
Krang always did it pretty well.
Craig?
Krang.
Our producer?
No, Krang on Ninja Turtles.
Not, the, not, not the producer tonight. I meant like WTF producer Craig.
No, he's just no, Krang.
Krang from the Ninja Turtles.
Craig?
Yeah.
he was a brain and he got
oh,
along.
Oh right, Krang.
He got along just fine.
The producer from
the Shredder show.
I do know who you're talking about though. The brain guy. I had his action figure as a child.
I didn't want that one. I had the Shredder though.
Yeah. Man.
He was
I had Krang in the big what was it? His robot where he like sit in the middle of it.
No oh, way.
Oh. I had the pizza shooter.
Remember that robot?
G out of yeah. T.
Don't patronize me, you fucking...
I have action. What do you mean patronize you?
GR out of T.
You should have seen how I had to explain the Star Wars crap in my room to like, a girl. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I looked around my room in my apartment a few weeks ago. I was kind of like, I think it's time to put away the figurine of Grant Fuhr making a save. Like,
oh man, I don't know. You just gotta be unapologetic about that stuff. People will laugh, yeah, but they'll laugh enough. The first time, and then afterward, if they still laugh, then you're totally cool to call them a douche.
True enough.
If you're just
true
like, enough. Yeah, I got action figures.
What's
I
it
hope
to you?
You die. And they're like, whoa, what the heck? And then. They'll never make fun of you again.
Yes. Because if they do, you'll kill them.
Yeah, that's part of it.
That's really the main thrust of the thing, I think. Really,
that's where it goes.
It's the threat of doom.
Usually ends in death.
Usually.
Whenever anyone asks about action figures, it normally ends in death.
Yeah. Because anyone who's collecting action figures has probably got a sword somewhere nearby.
Exactly.
Or two or three.
Kurt Cobain figurine collection coming. I'll fucking kill you!
Kurt Cobain.
There's got to be more than like one action figure.
Oh, man. Kurt
like
Cobain
a McFarlane action. Toys. Kurt
yeah,
Cobain.
Exactly.
Kurt
this is
Cobain.
Kurt Cobain on heroin.
Here's Kurt Cobain with a gun in his mouth statue.
What a horrible action figure that would be.
Man, here's Kurt Cobain crying in a bathroom.
Only worse action figure would be Kurt Cobain fan. And it'd just be some like 16-year-old with like somehow he got some fucking cloth printout. Like screen print of Kurt Cobain's face and then used bobby pins to put it on the back of his sweater. And that'd be the action figure.
Wonderful.
And every time you talk about Kurt Cobain, he'd get all teary-eyed and be like, my dad hits me.
So it's interactive. So it's kind of got like a Furby angle to it.
Let's go
yeah,
with the
exactly.
When it's
got a humidity sensor, so when it rains outside, it...
Except no matter how nice you are to it, it just says, my dad hits me.
You want a glass of warm cocoa?
My dad hits me. That's a nice screen print. Yeah, the only thing that will change its answer is that's a nice screen
it's
print.
A nice screen print.
Thanks. I made it.
It's Kurt Cobain.
Do you want some cocoa? My dad did. I'd like to draw attention to that photograph of what I believe to be Sean and his girlfriend.
I think if it's not,
there's something weird going on.
It's about the above. Let's paint a picture here for you.
It sets the motif.
We're in a living room right now with some brightly colored hardwood floors, matching TV trays. There is a couch with two slick bearded men.
Four TV trays.
On the wall slick. Above the couch where the slick bearded men are sitting is a portrait of Sean's girlfriend or wife?
Girlfriend.
And some guy who looks like Sean.
But he doesn't have a beard, so there's no way of knowing if it's him or not.
There's no beard. The glasses are all different. The hair is all, like, short and completely different. Who is that person, Sean?
I have no idea.
If it's not Sean, someone got a twin of the Stay Puft Marshmallow yeah. Man.
See, now there's a picture to the right of these two slick-bearded men, and that looks like Sean's with his girlfriend again. But the one above the couch?
We're not sure who
no
it is.
No idea.
She's got a lot of balls, man, putting
I know,
that on the wall.
That's my evil twin, Dante.
Dante?
We switch off every now
Al,
and again.
That's my twin, Al. Al Dante.
Ready like spaghetti. Motherfucker.
To jump in and take your girlfriend. He's ready like spaghetti to steal your girlfriend.
That's, well, it's not a steal. It's like a switch off. Like, we have girlfriends, and we just switch.
Oh, so you, and then you switch with Al Dante, and you go and bang his girlfriend.
I think we just figured out a new superhero.
Al Dante?
Al Dante. Yeah. He's ready like spaghetti to steal your girlfriend. He's just a Spanish sort of Don Juan.
He's got the love powers. He's not really much of a hero. He's kind of like a mercenary you can hire to break up your marriage.
Closest thing to a power he has is he can arrange a mariachi band to play at a party for you, but you got to call like 15 minutes earlier.
But he can get a mariachi band.
But he will get a mariachi
on 15 minutes' notice.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
It's not bad.
I wouldn't say that's approaching power. That's like level 7, level 8, maybe. Or maybe mariachi bands are hard to come by in Winnipeg.
That's true. See, you know? it's not like a power, but it's a pretty good thing that
skill,
he's got
at least,
going on.
He's got contacts. He's got some good connections in the mariachi community.
And he also has an innate ability to know El Dante when pasta is done El Dante.
Well, that's his power, yeah. That's,
when the pasta is crispy.
He knows exactly when to take the pot off the stove.
Exactly.
That is one amazing motherfucker.
Hola.
And he'll steal your girlfriend.
And he knows basic Spanish because he was born in North America. So he's like, hola, I am El Dante.
He doesn't speak real Spanish.
¿Dónde está?
Sesame Street Spanish.
Your heart. And la biblioteca.
I was just going to say biblioteca.
¿Qué hora es?
¿Cómo? ¿Cómo está?
Blanca.
El Diablo Negro. The Black Devil.
I have a funny story about the word negro in Spanish. That's the actual word for black.
Mm-hmm.
In basic Spanish in grade 10, I was in class with this kid who was kind of like, you know, the DMX of the suburbs in my grade.
I know the type.
And basically, the Spanish teacher is like going through all the colors, and he's like, negro! And the Spanish teacher's name was Senior Neil. He was born in Saskatchewan, learned Spanish, and is now teaching it in a high school. So it's like the most, like...
That's almost as good as Senior Chang on Community.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same premise, but I lived it. And Senior Neil every year was Zorro for Halloween. And at any rate, that's neither here nor there. But when he said negro, this kid just went... What? Like DMX. Like, what? Like he could not handle the word.
He's just like, stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Put it up. Top. I don't know.
Shut him down. Open up shop.
Whoa. I can't believe that's the color of how they roll.
Yeah. Never want to hear Senior Neil say negro.
What's my Rough Riders?
And then, like, he just stands up and suddenly he's got, like, two pit bulls on leashes. It's like, where the fuck were those the whole time?
No wearing shirts.
He's like, what do you think was in my backpack?
Books, maybe? Yeah.
Two full-size pit bulls on leashes. Just ready to go.
I keep them in suspended animation in a bag. Just to whip them out.
Senior Neil will never say the word black again.
He just says black.
Does he still teach?
I believe so. Yeah.
We'll show him this podcast, and he'll be like, I'm done with Negro.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I ruined your career, Senior Neil.
I've been shamed. Dan Hewen shamed me on a podcast with a dozen listeners.
I think we're
in the double digits.
I'm bringing out the hard-hitting stuff. Is this okay?
Sure, why
not? Oh, yeah.
It's never done that before.
Guys, I think I just...
Dan just invented a new way to sit in a chair. He reclined it somehow.
It used to have heat and massage capabilities, but my cat...
But he jizzed on them.
Well, that too, but my cat chewed through the cord.
He jizzed all over
Sean,
them, and they don't work
anymore.
Why would
you jizz on your...
Well, it's right...
It was hot. You know, if something is going to warm up...
Jizz was
if
hot?
Something is going to warm up on command, was. Sean's going to jizz on it.
Is this supposed to be a broken handle, or did that just happen?
No, yeah, that's been broken for a while now.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry
about
it.
Good, good.
We just use it that way.
I was worried that I may have used my power to...
Well, if it gets warm and massages...
I have this...
Somebody's balls are going to get put on it.
...to break glass without people hearing or seeing it.
You have that ability, too?
Yes.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I was going to the pool. It was a super hot day. And,
I don't believe it.
What happened, Sean?
Well, I closed the door.
Wait, which door?
the car door.
Oh, okay.
And I hear this crash. And then I felt cold all of a sudden because the window shattered all over my body.
Oh, and you're coated in piss, right?
I was well, of course.
Yeah, totally.
Because piss is cold. Because everybody knows piss is cold.
You're coated.
Cold piss. Someone refrigerated some piss, broke that window, and threw it on me.
It's totally horse piss, right?
Refrigerated yeah. horse piss.
Nice. I grabbed horse piss.
It was from the PMU barn.
And then, yeah.
So you're coated.
There's probably a PMU barn in Swan River.
So he was coated in.
What happened? You're coated.
Ice cold pregnant Mary urine. That's what he was coated in.
And glass.
And glass.
So what happened?
So yeah.
Continue.
Came out with a couple of small cuts on my arm and.
You totally licked it all off, right?
Of course.
It's where he developed his taste for piss.
And horse cock.
Licked off all the glass. The piss was. Some of the piss got in there, but the glass was delicious.
Totally was. Horse cock is what it is.
So that's where he drank a bunch of pregnant Mary urine, and that really gave him a taste for horse cock.
The pregnant Mary.
Horse dick.
That's one of my favorite references lately. Is
horse dick,
horse cock, and horse dick, and just any sort of horse penis reference is hilarious to me.
Well, they're big.
They are
comically large penises.
They're a comically large penis. Just like mine.
They don't say hung like a horse for no
ladies,
reason at all.
You think ladies are listening to this?
Yeah.
Just my mom. Hi, mom.
Yeah. My dad's probably listening.
I'm actually Al Dante. We switch off.
Yeah.
And I don't have a girlfriend. Yeah. When we switch off, sometimes he just goes to my place and beats off there.
Well, I just play Xbox over there. I don't even masturbate.
I come over here, I sex his girlfriend, he goes over to my place and beats off for me at my place.
And then he goes, I am Al Dante.
I throw spaghetti everywhere.
I know basic Spanish because I was born in North America. But I am of a Spanish background.
Ocho.
My parents were also first generation or second generation Spanish people. So no one speaks Spanish in my home, but I did take basic Spanish in high school.
Jalapeno.
I am Al Dante.
Al Dante.
Well, actually, I did read a couple of news stories today that I thought were pretty funny. And this one I wanted to talk about. It was in Kansas City, and the police get this call that there's a gator. There's a gator in the suburbs.
Like
so they,
someone creeping around looking through the gates.
Most likely. Yeah.
Like a Wilson type home improvement figure, just kind of skulking through backyards.
Wilson's a real gator.
He's a gator. Oh fuck, he's gatoring around all over the place. He just cruises neighborhoods, goes into the suburbs.
So what happened?
Looking for guys that need that have large power tools and need advice that involves history.
Yeah,
that's like Wilson does.
Like me, ladies.
Ooh, he's got all sorts of historical knowledge, and he'll help you. If you have a power tool related problem, and your name is Tim, and you have a host, and you have a show,
is Tim Gay.
Well, Tim Gay. I don't know this Tim Gay character.
I live with Tim Gay.
You live with Tim Gay?
I'm sorry, I interrupted your news story, but
I don't know what I was
talking about. We're now talking about Tim Gay.
Hey, trust me. We are not just willing, but we encourage any and all tangents.
Well, let's read the news story anyway.
There's an alligator.
So there's never mind.
Alligator is spotted.
Isn't Crocodile Dundee a good movie?
You call that a knife? Sean?
You call that a segue?
You're a fucking pile of jars, Sean.
That ain't a segue. Oh, this is a segue. So talking about you.
So anyways, Crocodile Dundee, guys, really.
So he really hates paying taxes, am I right?
So Crocodile Dundee, Wilson, and...
They're in Kansas City.
Alligator are in the suburbs.
That's right, they're in Kansas City in the suburbs. And they're spotted, and everybody knows when they see Wilson that he's a vicious rapist. So they called the police immediately. The police show up, they take Wilson down. And they're, who was the other person that was with him?
Crocodile Dundee.
William Randolph Hearst.
Crocodile Dundee splits at the first sign of trouble. William Randolph Hearst is too busy with Rosebud or whatever. and so this gator is left. There's this alligator, and it's in this yard. And they decide they're going to take it out from a safe distance. So they get out the rifle, and they pop it two in the head. They snipe this fucking alligator down. Shit. But the bullets bounce off because it's a concrete lawn ornament.
Ah, that is so fucking good.
Or maybe it was a concrete alligator.
Or maybe
it's like
it was
just a new thing.
It was a concrete failure. Because we know it was bad and it will never change like concrete. Definitely. You know, every time they come out of their house, they're going to look at that concrete alligator and they're going to go, we are a bunch of fucking idiots.
Pretty much.
Because someone had to buy that. And then forget about it.
Like the neighbors were looking at it every day for the last 4 years, and then one day a guy looks at the window and he's just like, oh, holy shit, there's an alligator over there.
Oh my god.
Fuck, call the cops.
Hey, you guys remember when
what the hell happened there?
What did you do?
The beer is spilled into my crotch. It feels like warm urine now.
All right, let's take a quick break and clean off Dan Heumann's crotch. We back yet?
Welcome back to the Bus and Muffler. Wrong show.
Is that the name of your show?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No, the Bus and Muffler. Your show has listeners.
I listened to some of it, but I didn't remember.
Yeah, I don't think we do.
What the name was.
I disagree.
Do you guys get the cuss? Do you get the cuss?
Actually,
I don't know, because you guys have a larger chance to get an audience because you're on the radio.
We're on the entire internet, though.
We're kind of word of mouth.
Well, so are you.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You can be streamed.
The two media forms that I'm a part of are both background media. Example, things you put on when you're doing shit.
I got to do the dishes at 10 p.m. Central. I'm going to turn on the week thus far.
Yeah, on Tuesday night. Or like,
that's when I'm usually doing the dishes.
We call our radio show the Bus and Muffler, like your drive home. Because it's Sunday night at midnight. On a Sunday, no one is close to working at midnight on Sunday, unless, of course, they have some weird job. So,
I get that joke.
We're the now everyone.
I understand jokes.
Now everyone
one
will.
In particular.
Now everyone understands.
So if you're in the listening range of UMFM, and I'll bet you aren't.
If you live in Transcona.
If you're in Transcona,
come
you can't
check
pick
out the
up UMFM.
Neighbor Festival. We're actually recording in Transcona right now. If you listen really closely, you can almost hear the failure in the atmosphere.
You can hear the Harley Davidson sweatpants.
I can smell the white trash. And mini donuts.
Is it racist to burn white trash?
Oh.
It's probably a little
I think
racist.
There's a bylaw against burning white trash.
I was going to ask.
I'm not talking about like white people. I'm talking just like strictly white trash.
Like you've got a bag full of blank.
It's got to be at least
paper.
Segregation.
Must be dealt with properly and respectfully.
Yeah, exactly.
Just garbage.
It's the master garbage.
That's awful.
It hates the other garbage. You don't think that there's hatred amongst
it's
garbage?
The master waste.
I've been to the garbage dump.
That's way better.
We've had to. I've dumped garbage in several different places before. I know how it all goes. I understand the system.
Nice.
I've seen a few mattresses burn in my time.
Were they white?
Oh, speaking of mattresses doing funny things.
Bed bugs.
One of the funniest things I saw on the perimeter was, and I used to have to drive up the perimeter every day to get to work. There was a guy with a mattress poorly tethered to the roof of his minivan. And like by poorly tethered, I mean he put one rope over the middle of it. And he was doing 100 down the perimeter, and the mattress was just flapping up and then back down, and then
just
up and then
smash
back,
the windshield,
just smacking the roof of his van. And this guy looks like he's probably, 60 years old, worked in the sun for 30 of his years, like he's smoking a cigarette, probably drunk. Just doesn't give a rat's ass.
You have to be drunk to only use one tie down on a mattress.
Oh my god.
Last time I drove on the perimeter to Transcona, I saw a toilet sitting on the fucking side of the perimeter.
No, that's still just, there. That's part of Transcona.
No. It wasn't in Transcona though. It was on the perimeter, like over by all that fucking suburbia, by Saint Vital Mall, all that shit.
Okay.
South of there.
Where do you live, Brett Medill?
I live near the U of M.
Oh, okay. So you're part of the suburban experience.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I'm right in Fort Richmond.
We're going to get a photo here for the rec cord. There we go.
So anyways, remember when Crocodile Dundee went to Hollywood?
Oh, yeah. Crocodile Dundee. All kinds of misadventures that guy had. Whether things are a knife or not.
That was where most of his antics lay.
That's all I've got.
Did they do that in every movie? Like, this isn't a...
You call that a shovel?
You call that a shovel?
You call... I got nothing. I can't top you call that a shovel.
The machete, yeah.
That's what Crocodile Dundee says when he's doing his 9-to-5, like, labor job. You call that a shovel? That's before the movies.
No, that's now, because he didn't pay his taxes, so now he's got to work a fucking road crew. He's on a chain gang in Australia somewhere, just digging a ditch for no reason.
Isn't it interesting how life ends where it begins?
Australia.
Digging a ditch.
Digging a ditch in Australia. Just for like, tax evasion.
Just like their settlers did.
That's right.
Well, they were tied to chains the whole time.
I'm pretty sure Paul Hogan's tied to chains.
They were criminals.
Well, Paul Hogan's a criminal.
Oh, okay.
He didn't pay his taxes.
Bastard.
That's Wesley Snipes territory. Man, he's a bad man, right?
I don't know why I just thought of this, but have you guys heard of Sealand?
I need some elaboration.
Sealand is incredible. This is going to blow your mind. You have the internet over there? Excellent. Bobby Brown's got the internet.
Oh,
love us softly, Bobby Brown. Don't hit us.
It's his prerogative. Dan.
Hit us with some of the internet. Sealand is this place that was originally a World War II anti-aircraft platform built in the sea near England, and some guy declared it its own nation.
Uh-huh.
And then sold it. And, like, there's been, in the last, like, couple decades, there's been a ton of shit that happened over Sealand.
I have actually heard of
people
this
trying
place.
To take it over. Yeah, anyways.
Crazy shit.
It is pretty effing cool, and it is worth looking up. Everyone here, go to Wikipedia. They have photographs. They have the whole write-up. Sealand is the coolest place you can go in your lifetime.
So, it's like a floating island kind of thing?
It's like a two cement columns that go deep into the water, and then a platform on the top.
Oh, okay.
And you can go, like, within the cement columns. Is this Batman music playing?
Sounds nice. Yeah.
Within the cement columns, there's apartment shit you can live in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've actually...
Another way to do it.
I've actually been known to pay people back that I owe money with bills that I've drawn on the faces of. My favorite used to be turning the $5 bill into a Spock. Or... one time I made Flava Laurier, which was...
you put a clock on him?
Yeah, he had a clock. He had like a one tooth missing and he had shades, bandana.
Old Wilf.
old Wilf.
Wilf is rocking some jeans.
Old dog Wilf. Can't teach a dog new tricks, except if it's rap.
If the dog was rap?
No, the trick is rap.
Unless the dog is rap.
You know, like he embraced the rap culture.
This dog is rap. Can I teach you new tricks?
He shot another dog.
I really like this dog. The price is right. Great personality. But is it rap music?
No, it's a dog.
No, it's a dog.
Well, I don't want this then.
Well, why not? It's a very G dog. He's all G and shit.
But I'm looking for something that is rap music, though.
Oh, you're looking for like actual music.
Yeah, I'm looking for
a dog. You're not looking for a dog who's like embraced the rap culture.
No, I'm looking for a dog that is rap music.
The dog that can fart a breakbeat.
If it's one of the dogs that's been seen on a DMX album cover, that will suffice.
It's close enough.
Yeah.
Or if it's one of the dogs that bark in his rap songs. If it's one of the ones that they sampled.
Who would ever want a dog barking in their... Not even the Baja men had actual dogs barking in their dogs out.
You know what? I used to call them the Badger men, and the problem is...
It's actually B-A-H-A.
Yeah, it's B-A-H-A. Those assholes were so dumb that they called it the Baja men. I was like, it's not a phonetic name. You actually went to that length.
Well, you see, the reason that they actually named themselves that had nothing to do with the Baja Peninsula. It was because their favorite elements are barium and whatever one is H-O for the purpose of this joke.
H-O?
It actually had nothing to do. Baja, yes, I'm stupid. Bajo, you know, Bajo. Helium.
Bajo, man.
Helium, is that H-A? I got nothing. Science.
I'm Bajo.
H-A. Hello.
Hello, that's something El Dante would say. Bajo.
Bajo.
Hello, I am El Dante. Bajo.
Bajo.
I don't think there's an element that has H-A as the symbol.
I think it's biker gangs.
It must
be. Yeah, yeah.
That's the element.
Clearly.
That has H-A as a symbol.
Hell's Angium.
Rock machine. E-M.
Okay, now you're just trying to get all badass
on us.
You're
fucking grasping for
stuff. Now you're trying to get B-A on us.
Are you telling me rock machine isn't a gang? Because they are. And stuff, aren't
rock
they?
Rock machine?
Sons of Anarchy.
I always thought a rock machine was something you'd put a nickel in and play one of your favorite tunes.
Like a Tom Jones song?
Yes.
But that's one of your favorite tunes, right?
Yeah, I love Sex Bomb.
Oh, who doesn't?
Yeah.
It can really turn you on.
I'll tell you who does. All the old women in the world.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every single one.
It's insane. All these people that like perform in Las Vegas... That it's like if they can't tour, like Tom Jones would not be able to successfully tour North America compared to just staying in Vegas and they charge what? It's like fucking, it costs you like $400 to see Barbara Streisand
and
or
Cher
something in
has
Vegas.
Her
like,
own theater
yeah.
in Vegas.
People will pay $300 to see it.
Apparently, Chantal Kreviazuk is thinking about a Vegas placement.
Really?
She's gonna split one with Celine.
Carrot Top has his own theater. The Carrot Top Theater is the name
There's
of the place.
There's a Louis Anderson Theater.
Ugh.
It's like
brutal.
The best comedians are nowhere near there.
Yeah, when they get old, they end up there. Like
yeah,
but it's
like, Florida for comedians.
It's like Louis Anderson was successful somehow, but was he ever really that funny?
Man, they had a mind freak. Fucking Mind Freak Cirque du Soleil, I'm pretty sure.
Wow. Oh.
It was something Mind Freak.
You know, you'd think that of all artistic institutions, Cirque du Soleil would be resistant to being Mind Freaked.
I think that everyone should be resistant to being Mind Freaked.
It's all camera tricks.
You know, especially his flotation trick is such garbage.
Yeah.
And then they're always like crowd shot. Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
He's the best motherfucking magician.
It's like, I saw David Blaine use these tricks 10 years ago.
I had a friend who did the levitation thing.
Yeah.
And
he's from
like,
one angle.
He's like, you got to stand over here.
Yeah, yeah exactly. Yeah.
No, watch.
Like, oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. Because you got to push the foot up.
The worst thing about Chris Angel is that he wore all that stupid shit. He wore like all the chains and all the
I mean, that
rings.
Doesn't help.
He looked like an extra from an Evanescence video.
He's just exactly. The worst.
No, I don't think that's the worst part about him. I think the worst is that he just used camera tricks. It's not even impressive.
Hack.
Like
it's all just, real.
Yeah, like don't use so many camera tricks.
If they just... Honestly, if all they had done was made a show that used camera tricks and just presented it like without calling it anything, I might not have hated it as much. But the fact that they're just like,
yeah,
Mind Freak, you're fucking done.
Freak your mind, right? Freak your mind.
Yeah, I do magic in and it is real.
Oh my God, am I watching Chris Angel or Bewitched? I can't tell. It's so real. Hey, Dan, do you like comic books?
Dunn. I never was big on comic books. I have all the Ghostbusters comic books, but only because I'm a Ghostbusters fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Ghostbusters fanatic.
You know what? Yeah, you don't see a lot of Ghostbusters.
So did you have like all the toys?
Oh, I've got a shitload of them. Actually, though, I was collecting Star Wars toys too, so I just gave them to my brother. I was like, you know what? We both collected these. You hang on to the Star Wars shit. I'll hang on to you hang on to the Ghostbusters. I'll hang on to Star Wars. That way, we're not all cluttered at once.
So now you each have one really impressive collection instead of you each have two semi-impressive collections.
Right. The nice thing about Star Wars, though, is
as far as a figurine collection is ever impressive.
Star Wars shit is always more expensive. And I only collect the classic stuff in the packaging, so I don't want...
You're not going to open that shit.
Well, I will sometimes. Well, I mean, I'm not going to... I don't open the like the action figures, but the vehicles and stuff is definitely accessible.
Yeah, I would have
to. Oh, yeah. Bust out that adit. And then, like...
Get the snow speeder.
It really shoots the cable.
They're down on Hoth. Sir, that's just a planet. They shouldn't be on there. They are there. Take us there. But, I'm going to diddle you.
Is it just me or is Admiral Ackbar's neck really sexy?
Admiral, you can fuck it. Yeah. I don't know if it's sexy.
I'm Admiral Ackbar and I have a vagina neck. That's for all the Star Wars nerds out there. Vagina neck Admiral Ackbar of the Mon Calamari.
Wow.
I read a lot of Star Wars books when I wasn't dating girls in high school.
Because that got in the way of reading Star Wars books. Well, for me, it was Clue. I was big into the Clue.
Really into Clue in high school?
You said you were big into the Clue books?
He was reading the Clue books in high school.
In junior high.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am very serious.
You were big into the Clue
murder
books? I
read every fucking Clue book that was in the library in junior high.
I think I read the first 100.
Was it the Clue books that turned you into a swearing mix Donahue?
No, that was just bad parenting. It turned me into
turned you into a sassy Jordan.
Sassy McCool Pants.
Is that a Scottish guy?
He's just a guy. He has pretty cool pants. So
he's just a guy. He doesn't have a background.
We're not gonna make one for him either.
He's like Ditto from Pokemon. He just takes on whatever.
Exactly. So anyways, back to Crocodile Dundee.
Crocodile Dundee.
I really like his hat. His hat's really cool.
It had teeth on it, right?
Oh, probably.
Some teeth in his hat.
I liked his little, like, tooth necklace.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was it wasn't on his hat. It was his necklace.
Of crocodile teeth, I assume.
Or, yeah, they weren't shark teeth, that's for sure.
He definitely, he definitely took those himself.
He didn't take that from a concrete gator.
He didn't buy that.
Oh, callback.
Talking about
remember when
Wilson?
I told that really thing that wasn't funny? I'm going to bring that back.
Concrete gator.
Concrete gator.
What if evolution happens to gators to the point where they actually become, like, they have, like, concrete armor?
Isn't the whole point behind gators that they haven't evolved at all?
And they do have armor?
And they'll fucking kill
you? No,
but
it becomes concrete, like, after more evolution.
Right. So somehow the crocodile's going to fuck a parking lot?
Yeah.
And it's going to turn into concrete?
And its back will be made out of, like, a sand, gravel...
Oh my god, can you believe those crocodiles all fucked that parking lot and became invincible?
Man, you know, I always knew crocodiles hung out on beaches, but until they combined, you know, that sand and water with a binding agent, it's like they're fucking invincible now.
They've been fucking in concrete swamps for years. It just becomes in their DNA.
How do you fuck in a concrete swamp? That's just like that's like a parking lot is a concrete swamp.
It's somehow just
I guess
always
you can fuck
wet.
In a parking lot. That makes sense.
Fuck. Okay, fine. Let's go.
Haven't we all fucked in a concrete swamp, really, when you think about it?
I don't know. It depends on how much of a frosty box she is, huh?
Frosty box. Frosty box.
Fort box.
Fort box.
We're going into the boxisms there.
Box Canyon.
Courtney Box is getting a divorce. Yeah, I'd like to.
I'd like some a bagel with some box.
Salmon and box.
Salmon and box.
You're salmony box.
Box News Network.
Box News.
We tell false stories about boxes.
I really hope the white box does well this year.
Oh, fuck. So Crocodile Dundee, guys.
Sean, fuck off.
What about the Red Box? Want to play with them, too.
Oh, man.
They can't both win the something.
The box competition.
I think we could call it into the box competition. Let's go planking.
Man, planking is hilarious.
It's somehow aesthetically pleasing.
The kid died.
What? A kid died planking?
Yeah, it was in the news. I thought that's why you brought it up.
No, I didn't know that a kid died. I was like, hey, planking, that's a thing. Hey.
Some kid died planking. He tried planking on a balcony of a 13-story hotel and fell off. That's an awful, evil laugh.
So good. Was he
good?
That's a Darwin Award, Dan.
Of his like feet, just on like what was he trying to do?
Like he was just like on the ledge, probably. His whole body was on the ledge, and he just went. Whoop. Like I said, that's a page in the Darwin Awards.
A gust of wind or something.
Okay,
just. So. Came along just and wrenched him right off the balcony.
See ya. Probably better off without that kid.
Hey, probably. Dermgar. You're gonna dir. I've been doing this thing lately where I replace all vowels with R sounds. Try it. You sound like...
I don't know if I could do it. Replace vowels?
All vowels. Er, dir, near, fakin' dir. Makes you sound like you're just this angry small town guy. Stir the freak away from here. Out of repair shape.
What are you talking about? I can't fucking.
Turkin. Don't think of Turkin. Where do you Turkin a bird?
I saw this movie with Cracker Dare.
So basically all that came out there was I saw a movie with Kirk Dare. Turker James.
Exactly. Rabble.
Oh. Hey, you're Bridge, yep. So, guys,
yeah,
it's Friday night. TGIF, am I right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. 100%. Hey, wait, am I right?
You're so right. So right. Keep saying it.
Keep doing it.
Wait, am I right?
No!
Oh, God.
No! You're not right!
Sean, no.
I hate Fridays!
Sean, no.
They're the worst!
But Friday was...
Who needs Fridays?
Friday likes you so much, though,
I
Sean.
I hate it.
But it
I don't think it's fun at all.
But Friday sent you a card.
Speaking of that,
it's
Rebecca...
a really nice one.
Guys, did you know Rebecca Black faded out?
No, really?
Not anymore. She's back on this podcast.
And
this podcast has magical powers. If you Google search, in quotation marks, sex with things.
Like Rebecca Black?
We come up number two.
Sex with Rebecca Black.
Sex
number
with
two.
Things. Sex with things. Medium clever. No, just because last episode we were joking with JD that mentioning Crazy Town was going to put them... That the number one Google
mentioning
search
crazy
was crazy.
Town.
Was if you Googled Crazy Town,
gets mentioned
that if
a lot
you
on this
that
show.
If you that if you Googled Crazy Town, Medium Clever would be the number one hit.
I love that Crazy Town gets mentioned a lot on this show.
A lot, like a scary amount, probably more than
it
they
was.
Even
it was
about.
Pretty much by accident the first time, but now it's just kind of
and
a
then
running
JD
joke.
Brings it back up with
fucking
Crazy
Town.
Okay, I'll tell you a song.
I'm sorry,
that got
this
raped.
We play
okay.
No butt here. Yeah. Not
P.
Yes
Diddy
and.
Raped a Led Zeppelin song.
Yes.
With Jimmy Page's
with
help.
Jimmy Page's yeah. help.
Jimmy Page
and
helped
the worst
him.
Thing is that
and he did it for Godzilla.
It sounded good, except the lyrics weren't even like a song. They were just him saying things that rhymed. And it wasn't like
oh.
Some people criticize rap by saying that's all it is, but literally P. Diddy just went like going hard, living large. looking far. Like
a rap cap nap.
Yeah, he wasn't here. Exactly. Here's something that rhymes with the other thing.
Do it all the times.
Yeah.
It cone, was clone,
I'm wearing
bone,
white suits.
Stone.
Don't give two hoots.
And the thing is that beat sounded great until he started just saying words that rhymed.
Speaking of Godzilla, gentlemen. You know why he didn't put all of his effort into that? Because it's all about the Benjamins.
Oh.
Speaking of Godzilla, let's talk about Kaiju Big Battle for a couple minutes here.
Have you ever heard of Kaiju?
If you are unfamiliar with Kaiju Big Battle, it is a team of, I don't know if they're professional, but amateur wrestlers that dress up in Godzilla costumes and wrestle each other in a ring full of small little buildings.
That's
that
real?
They eventually smash. It's real, and it's fucking awesome.
It's like sports mascots wrestling, except they're dressed as like Japanese movie monsters.
Yeah.
Basically.
And actually, the one way I found this was that there was an import store where I was living in Pembina, and they had this DVD, but the thing about it is that it's more or less lampooning the whole Japanese culture. So the fact that the import DVD store had this like whole Japanese lampoon thing
just proved that they didn't understand satire.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, look, kanji, Japanese characters. Let's just put this in the store.
Kung Fu. Kung Fu.
Kung Fu Chicken Noodle. That's what it says on the...
Kung Fu Chicken Noodle.
Kung Fu Chicken Noodle. He's a can of soup and he knows Kung Fu.
And he'll fight you.
And he'll fight Dusto Bunny. Or probably not, because Dusto Bunny's on his
And he will like F you. I mean, fighting.
He'll he'll F you with
He'll F you right good, face. And then he'll fuck you.
He'll F you with his with the heel of his foot. Talking about fighting.
And then he'll sex you afterwards. The High Neighbor Festival is... The High Neighbor Festival
High Neighbor
is spilling
Festival.
Out...
We are
really?
Recording live. Yeah, High Neighbor Festival.
High Neighbor.
I guess apparently they have it every year in Transcona at this time. I am unfamiliar.
Because it's a different planet in Transcona.
It is kind of like a different planet.
Unfamiliar.
So far away, you have to take a ship here.
I know, right?
I had to take two.
I had to take the train.
I had to take a riverboat.
I had a rocketeer man fly me here.
I took the paddle wheel. The paddle wheel. I took the Cleveland steamer.
I have a flying machine. I can see my house.
I can't see my penis.
I think we should take a break right here.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Yeah, let's...
Not my cup of tea. The whole ass area is just... No, man. Are we recording? So Crocodile Dundee, you guys.
Fuck off, Sean. Sean, I think Sean just decided that he wants this episode to be called Crocodile Dundee, so he's just going to say it over and over again.
It's going
to
be a very, very well-known.
Yeah?
So,
yeah.
Sean, I understand you've had some crappy jobs in the past.
Dan's using his well-developed hosting skills from the guest chair. Sean.
Yeah,
John Stewart. I understand you.
Tell us, John.
John. My name is getting changed to S J.
John Stewart
tomorrow.
John.
Thanks for that tip. That's a very good tip. John.
John.
John. So yeah, I've had some pretty terrible jobs.
Like what, Sean?
Let's start with the worst and work our way up.
Let's start with the worst. Okay, the worst would be working for Stats Canada as an enumerator.
I got you that job.
What do you do?
What did I do? That is a good question. What I did was go door to door and more or less harass people that they haven't completed their census forms, which is by law, you have to do it. But everybody in Winnipeg decides, you know what? Fuck the government. I'm not going to do this. And when they don't fill it out, we have to harass them. Like, by law, we have to harass them. And
you were paid to harass them.
I wasn't paid to harass them. Oh. I was paid to do the work for them. And you know what?
So you that only
paid
got paid?
Shit.
So you only got paid when the harassment was successful.
I got paid like, yeah, exactly. I only got paid $5 per harassment. Sweet job. That was my entire income for one summer. Actually, no, that's when I started with the assembly at that was good times too. Actually, that's where I almost killed a guy. Like, seriously. What? There was one staple gun, or no, it was a nail gun, sorry. And when you put the airline into it, sometimes it would discharge. But I wasn't sure if it was shooting blanks. I never told anybody. Yeah. Maybe I should have. But every time it discharged, I would, when I took my breaks, I'd kind of walk over to the vicinity to see if I could find a nail. And I never did. But one time when I put the airline on, someone was standing in front of the nail gun while this was happening. And it discharged in front of him. And at that point, I realized it wasn't shooting nails because that guy would have been fucking dead if it did.
Well, I'm glad you could learn your lesson in that way.
And he gave me a lot of shit for that, for whatever reason.
Maybe the fact that you almost murdered him.
It's almost like he knew how dangerous it was as well.
It was almost like, hey, hang on a second, I almost fucking died. I'm going to give this guy... I'm surprised he didn't punch me in the face.
Hold up.
Think about
did
it.
You just almost kill me? You did. We have some talking to do it now.
We have some issues at this point.
I worked with a guy who worked at a steel mill one time, and he said that a crane... Like, people used to be drunk all the time there. And that a crane operator...
That's what you do when you're at a steel mill. You drink.
Crane operator had this, like, 1.5-ton load of steel stuff that he was picking up, and he picked it up too far away, and when he picked it up, it swung forward.
Oh, shit.
And some guy was crouching, and it was coming right for his head, so instead of, like, breaking his head and dying, he jumped up and let it crush his ribs.
Ooh,
instead.
Fuck. That's some
balls. I guess that's better than dying.
Better than dying.
All
because
the crane operator was hammered.
Did that fucker get fired?
No, because they're
Are
unionized.
Are you serious?
They're so deeply unionized. That's why they get drunk at work, because no one will fire them.
That is fucking bullshit. If you fuck up that badly, you should be fired. That is how it should go.
Yeah.
Anyways, as far as like metal, I actually worked for a guy who collected scrap metal.
No, I don't know about this.
I think I told you this one. Anyways, it was actually a temp job in Swan River, which is like the lowest form of sad even imaginable. Like, think of a temp job here. At least you get like industry, like industrial jobs, like you'll go do insulation for a week. But if you do temp work in a small town, you basically do favors for farmers. Like, you just go on their farmland and weed, like, their fields and shit. It is the worst. It's even worse than fucking temping in the city.
He's a day laborer.
You're a day laborer for farmers. That's all you
well,
are.
Well, you've got the right mustache for a day laborer.
Now I do, yeah.
The right mustache for a day raper.
True enough. So anyways, what he would do is go to the local junkyard and collect scrap metal and pawn it off for money. And
he needed help.
He needed help doing this. I don't know why.
Was he a heroin addict?
It's like, were you guys breaking in and stealing copper
suddenly
from
I'm getting
buildings?
Like flashbacks from The Wire.
Yeah. Come on, Johnny, we gotta get this copper.
We're gonna do that H later.
He was from Saskatchewan, so he wasn't intelligent. Actually, if you looked at him, you can see he was beaten in the face with a baseball
one of those
bat.
Mentally retarded.
That was, no, he was just beaten in the face with a baseball bat that was made of stupid. Like, he had the space in the teeth and a tooth missing next to the space in the teeth. It was not a pretty sight. And he actually paid me in Saskatchewan time, so I got gypped a couple hours.
Paid you in Saskatchewan money?
They were just printed with my face on them?
Just all coins.
Exactly.
They've all totally coins. Missed inflation.
They were all Sealand dollars.
Yeah, exactly.
We had a 25-cent bill.
And he was a fucking moron. And that was a fun job for a week. But my second worst job was probably working in the abattoir in Swan River. And I only lasted a week there. But the week that I was there was fucking nuts. The first hour I was there, they take me to the salt room where they take all the pelts from like the skinned cows and the pigs. And they told me, yeah, clean up all the salt. And there was about like, 100 pounds of salt on the floor because they have to like salt all the pelts all the time. Ugh. And yeah. Also, accompanying me in the room were two buffalo heads. Like they were just sitting in the corner of the room and he just like throws them in this waste bucket, clean the salt.
So it's just like fun with animal parts at this
point. Fun with animal parts, definitely. And then kill day came and that was fucking...
That's a pretty awful job. My first job was McDonald's, man. Like
that. So it's not that far off the abattoir.
Not too, well, I mean, who knows
what... We were still salting pelts.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, now they get machines to do it. It's pretty much... McDonald's is run by robots now.
They have robot drink fillers. Seen those?
I did see that.
That's messed up.
What, the fucking kid that works there doesn't even have to fill... Like, they already had it set, so you could just hit, like, one button for whatever size it was, right? And it would automatically give you, like, the right amount of soda. But now they don't even have to lift the cup and put it there.
Man, this... I gotta get off the top here. This chandelier with mirrors is, like the worst idea ever.
It's kind of tacky.
Only because every single... second, one of those things moves and it makes like a flickering.
Yeah.
So there's a constant flickering.
I call it hobo disco. It's very hobo disco-esque.
Like, I like to think about it like I haven't paid the electric bill and it's on the fritz.
Well, it's like bicycle reflectors on a
party.
It is a pretty... We should put a picture of that on the website so everyone can see your...
My awesome hobo disco chandelier.
Hobo disco.
Thank you, producer Brent Bobby. Put that on the site. So anyways, when kill day came along at the abattoir, my job was to dispose of the inedibles. And the inedibles are pretty much the digestive system of the cows. So I got to cut through stomachs and intestine all day. So that was super fun.
That's like a fun day.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And
you wouldn't have to pay me to do that.
I'll fucking do it for free. Stick my face right in those inedibles.
I don't care. I'll kill cow, just pig,
motorboat all
children.
Their organs.
What?
Ruminist. What are cows?
I took this udder off a cow and I motorboated stomachs. I motorboated all that cow's udders all at once.
I cut every single stomach individually and just kind of threw it in. Mm-hmm. They get increasingly bigger. Did you know that? Like they have two small ones, and then they kind of, like, there's a medium one and then a larger one.
That's very interesting.
And you would know better than any of us.
Yeah, well,
you're the one who cut
fucking
through
prove
all
me
of
you're
them.
Wrong, motherfuckers.
Exactly.
That's been abattoir talk.
Actually, you know what? Oh. That was easier than killing the baby chicks at... Well, I was quality control.
Wow.
I know, right?
What do you mean?
This requires an explanation.
What?
So, yeah, I worked as a HACCP coordinator. Like, when you work in the food industry, you have hazard analysis, critical control points that you want to find out about and standardize and all this. And Granny's pretty much has it down pat. They're fucking solid. And what I used to do for them... was whenever a problem hatch would happen, like sometimes, like it was just a hatchery I was working in, so the chicks would come in, and if
You can't send a chicken to Planned Parenthood.
No, you can't. Well, it's too late, because they're already in the eggs.
And the problem hatch is going to happen. You can't just get that out of there.
So anyways...
It's just going to happen.
I guess I'm using terms in the biz that are above everybody's heads here, but when eggs didn't hatch properly... I would investigate those eggs, and sometimes there'd be live baby chicks in them that were too weak to poke through the eggshells, so I had to kill them.
How?
I used forceps on the neck and just twisted until I hurt.
Oh,
until I felt a snap.
God, are you serious?
Yeah. And the worst was when they would fucking like just twitch.
Oh,
because
Sean!
when you what? Snap the thing, their brain is still kind of in the spinal cord, so they just fucking twitch for a couple of minutes. Try doing that for 8 fucking hours a day.
That's awful.
And sometimes...
Did they at least give you like a black hood to wear?
No, but they should have, because sometimes we had exploders where the egg was rotten inside and didn't hatch for 30 days. So when you tap them, they'd fucking explode on you, and it would smell awful.
So they smelled rotten.
Ugh.
Mm, see.
And then everything went into the grinder.
Oh.
So every dead little baby chick.
So every went time into you eat a chicken McNugget, think of those chicks that got ground up into it.
You can like actually pick up the pieces. Like I broke that one's neck. Awesome.
Oh.
Sean just, he killed the baby chicks, but he didn't let them go in the grinder. He collected them. He put them in his locker.
Yeah.
He's got exactly. He's got them taxidermied on a shelf.
Why you think,
he's got a taxidermied on a shelf in the basement.
I do.
All right.
Dan Hewen, our guest.
Dan Hewen.
I'd like to thank Dan Hewen for appearing on the show.
I'd like to
watch the week thus far on Tuesday evenings, or come down to the Forks, Finn's Pub at the Forks.
Mondays
at 8:30. For taping, if you want to see the hilarity in person. And
try
it is
and get
also
there for 8, actually.
Yeah. We'll get there for
officially
8.
Starts at 8.
Oh, okay.
But
oh.
We never usually start on time.
Yeah. Exactly. I see.
So 7:30,
so show up at
8.
Be there between 7:30 and 8 at Finn's Irish Pub. Or watch it on Wednesdays on the internets if you don't
perfect.
Have Shaw Cable.
We got a whole Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday thing happening for the exact same thing each time.
Totally.
Yeah.
Different medium.
You got to hit all
live,
the spots.
Live, TV, internet.
Yeah.
And we might actually have the audio from the show playing on the radio soon.
Really?
It's going to be playing after John Wilson's show on U of W, we think.
Oh, nice.
They brought the idea up because the show that plays after that one is just fucking awful. You guys should actually pitch this show to a network like U of M or U of W.
You think so?
Well, all we you have to do is submit it.
We can talk about that right after we sign off. We don't need that in the closing of the show.
I have a show on U of M.
I always wanted one there.
Honestly.
I always thought that it was like more difficult.
We talked about our shows earlier. You said more listeners with radio despite it being like community radio.
Yeah, true.
Can you cuss though? Because I really like saying fuck.
We said F words a million. You have to be on.
I've heard
the
show before. I've heard a couple fucks.
Yeah. Okay.
Definitely. Anyway,
that's Dan Hewen, sweet. Our guest. Thanks for having him.
Thanks for coming
down.
Our
producer, Brent Bobby.
Bobby Brown.
I'd like to thank Sean Stewart.
My prerogative, Bobby Brown, on the mixing boards. Sean Stewart. And I'm Brett Medill. Thanks for listening to Medium Clever. Goodbye.
Peace.